Good day. This is Marlon this morning. I greet you in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. We have just a short inspirational here for you. I would like you to consider with me this morning a verse in the scriptures in 1 Peter 5:8. Actually, I'll read verse 6, 7, and 8. And it goes like this: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and be vigilant, because your enemy, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You see, this verse has given us some direction to walk, that we would cast our care upon God, that we would humble ourselves under his mighty hand. The promise is he will exalt us in due time. And the requirement is to be sober and vigilant. Those two words are not very common words to us. The sober here is not the way the normal English in America here would call sober. But it's being aware and watchful is another way to say this. Be aware and watchful. Why? Because your enemy, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. As we consider this day, the world, its allurements, the dangers, the enticements, the powers that be that draw man towards darkness. And we consider the animal kingdom. We consider the lion, the mighty, ferocious roar of a lion. And as you consider a deer by the water brook, always on alert and aware at all times, watching for movements, listening for sounds, being careful while they're getting drinks, because they are aware that there's someone, there's another predator around the corner, and to just always be alert. They still enjoy their lives, but they are alert. They're aware of their surroundings. As we consider today the Christian, you know, we do have to be in the kingdom of God. It is important that we are in the kingdom. We know who our king is. We know we are his subjects. That's the first part, entering in the kingdom. And as we consider the idea of the roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, the call here is to be aware, be sober and vigilant, be awake. Know your enemy. Know his tactics. Know your weaknesses so that the Lord can be your strength. The scriptures give us directions to avoid the enemy. Flee from youthful lusts, the Bible says. Things that are enticing, don't dabble around them. Get away. Overcome. Overcome. The Lord would have his people to be overcomers. He even made a way of escape for every temptation, as he says in the scriptures. A way of escape out of temptation. Don't let temptation overcome you. Overcome it. You are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. And we are aware there is enemy. There is a ferocious, dark spirit lurking in the hearts of men, trying to corrupt and defile the Christians. Hate and anger and lust and gossips. All kinds of temptations come. Bitterness, pride, drunkenness. These things, for some reason, mankind has been for generations and generations lured to and held in bondage to these things. Generational curses of witchcraft and drunkenness and such things. And Peter is given a warning here. Don't be caught up in these things, because we are aware, we are alert. There is an adversary, and he's waiting to seek him whom he may devour, who he can get a hold of and just entrench them into a wasted life, into a life of defeat and distraction. Today, we have hope. We have hope in Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He who desires to lead, guide, and direct every one of his people into the final victory, the overcoming victory, where death is swallowed up in victory. And you can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Someday, those who have obeyed the word of the Lord, who have immersed themselves in his love, will win the victory. And the devil, your adversary, will be defeated. He'll be locked up in chains and in the darkness of hell. And we, the believers, those who had the victory in Christ, shall reign eternally, forever, with Christ our Lord. Today I want to encourage you to be inspired, to get in the battle, to join with the soldiers of righteousness. Seek the Lord while you may be found. Call upon him while he's near. If you are already a believer, may you walk in the light and be children of the day. May you seek the truth, to be truth followers. Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and life. The truth sets men free. Even the unbelievers know when you are walking in truth. They feel it, and they can only acknowledge it. That is truth. And as we, this day, this week, go through our lives, I want to just encourage us to seek the Lord while he still may be found. Call upon him while he's still near, for he careth for you. May God bless you.